There's different minhagim, different shitas. Rabbi Seinu Apoiskim, if a ben chutz la'aretz that is in Eretz Yisrael on the second day of Yom Tov is allowed to ask a ben Eretz Yisrael to do a melacha for him. We know in every Yom Tov and every Shabbos is the Isur Amira. We're not allowed to tell a goy to do a melacha to you. Here you have a chetim tzeir. There's a guy that is not a goy, he's a yid. Or lo yirtzu l'mashal, you'll be in America. And the second day Yom Tov, you want to ask your neighbor, the goy, to put on the light. You're not allowed to. Now, instead of a goy, he's a yid. Who can else saw? And you want to ask him to put on a light? You're allowed to or you're not allowed to? Vashkofa Rishoyna, for sure you're not allowed to. The same Isra, you're not allowed to tell a goy, to tell a yit, halachas kama v'kama. And even more, why you're not allowed to tell a goy is Adam Mitzad Midab Adovo, Adam Mitzad Midab Adovo, Adam Mitzad Shlichas Laakum Lechumre, to a yit for sure Shlichas. So Vashkofa Rishoyna is Mama Shabaya. What is the tzad that it is muta? The Rashba states that if someone is mekabel Shabbos, then his friend was not mekabel Shabbos. You're allowed to ask your friend to put on the light. That's what everyone does. Why? One guy is mekabel Shabbos, the other guy is late. He's not mekabel Shabbos yet. You're allowed to ask him to put on the light for you. Why are you allowed to ask him to put on the light? The Talmud says, it's not Shabbos, man. And this was the big machlekes. If you're allowed to tell a ben Eretz Yisrael, a ben Chutz La'aretz as an Eretz Yisrael, is allowed to tell a ben Eretz Yisrael to do a melacha for him or not. Lemaise is a big machlekes. The Marikash, Zakad Min Achoy, he wanted to be Mekel. Lemaise, most of the poiskim, akadmoinim, paskin that it's also. Mari Molko, Mari Prague, the Birkei Yosef brings down already, Shari Tshuva brings down. Shari Tshuva says, V'ayin v'Birkei Yosef, b'shem Mari Kash, sh'mechus l'oretz, mutor le'im ala ben Eretz Yisrael, yon d'sheiniv, Mari Prague, v'Mari Malko, dochu dvoro, v'iskimu le'isu. The Guinness Dvorim, from the Primogodim, Rav Kileger also says, Ayin ginas vrodim shekostav deloike marikash. So in all the svarim akadmoinim, it's mashma that is also to tell a yid to do a melocha and yon tavshein. This is the ikar shittes. Lemaise, gdoyle Yisrael, our gdoylim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the Gras Moshe, in the beginning he said that it's also. Then Shuvas later he says, Avshik Osavti Vesimena in Gimel Shemistaber Kara Yisrim Chazrani She'enu Muchach V'mikol Mokim Daiti Noita Le'eser Tzatzfeke Dedine. Shasat Chak, maybe you could be maker. Chassid Tzchok also says that is Roy Leachmir, Sayanke Fischer, Shmuzaman Oyerbach, Rebel Yashiv, all of them say the word Osur completely I can't say, but they say it's Roy Leachmir. All of them say it's Roy Leachmir. So this Lemaise is the Minik Amikubal that Ben Eretz Yisrael does not tell a Ben Chutz La'aretz to do for him a melacha. Again, you have to remember, is shittas that a maker, most achroinim or machmir, the poiskim zachro is that is roi leachmir. Roi leachmir. The mokri mitzvah, the poiskim will make it. Balance of machleike is the mokri mitzvah. Anyway, amir leachum could be mokri mitzvah. This is pashat. This is what aloche. So again, I'm saying it's a big machlekes, we could say a whole shira, but the ikar is, yesh makilim, רוב האחרונים אוסרו, הפסקו, רואי להחמיר, שסתך כמו ישר עוז מייקל, בוקר מצווה, אנדר מייקל, אבל אז רואי להחמיר. א', second shaila comes up regarding that. I'll say that we understand that Zroi Lahachmir, I think every person knows it, and no Yid asks as a Yid to do a melacha. I think all the B'nai Torah know it. For sure now they know it. Yeah? What would it be if you have a room at the Ben Eretz Yisrael? He decides to be very generous. He sees you can, so he puts on the light for you. He heard that. You heard a shir that you're not allowed to put on the light. So he's very friendly. He just puts on the light for you. V'shalom al Yisrael. He takes care of you. So I want to explain. In Shabbos, Lamoshel, if a goy takes care of you, you're not allowed to be nene. If a goy puts on a light for a yid, you're not allowed to be nene. It's a lot of amiratzim. The light goes off. The hint to a goy to put it out. So the hint to the goy. But after the goy puts on the light, you have to leave the room because you're not allowed to be nene from what a goy does to you. Yeah, but it's also already we spoke about that. 99 from the Poskim hold like that is one that holds Nishta Zer. Well, Amai is a Klal Yisrael passing that you're not allowed to. Here the Shaila is, if a Yid did to you a Melocha, he's allowed to, you're allowed to be Nane. Stop. Yeah, Ben Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed, for sure you're not allowed to tell him, but he's allowed to take care of you or not. So the Poskim on Nechla, Lamai said, and the Guinness Vrodim that is Cholik in America, she says that it's also. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso also brings down how the Loshen is Bilchutzlo, Shechayev Lishmo Yontov Sheni Shel Golius, Osu Loi Lomar, Lechaveira Ben Eretz Yisrael Asis Lemeloche, Vegam Aloi Lo Yase Meatzme Meloche Avur Ben Eretz Yisrael. But some achroinim, a lot of achroinim, say that the minig is that you could be maker. You could be maker. You could be maker. So the etzem, this is beikar apsak, to tell him for sure not. If he does it on his own, if you don't have to, not to use it. But you have an hut to be seimech. If he does it on his own to be nene, and you don't have to be choishesh like a meloche v'akum. This is the ikar ha'aloche. The ikar ha'aloche. This, I think, the aloches ha'poshet. After these aloches ha'poshet, I want to come to the shale that I wanted to speak about. I'll tell you, before I went into it, I thought it's mamish black and white. Now I see that there's a little bit gray areas. There's a lot of minhagim, for sure not in our yeshiva, but different yeshivas. The most of the second day shvuas, some bachim was very hard for them to eat meals, especially they want to learn the whole time. So they wanted to go to the pizza shop to order a pie. The day after Yontif. Or they're trying to be even smarter. They come before Yontif, they pay, and they're going to pick up the pie. Pizza is sheet, they're going to pick up. And Yontif, they want to know if you're allowed to or not allowed to. I had guests by Mishabes, one of the Choshev Yeshivas in Yerushalayim. They have outside, Azevi, some places have cookies and different things outside. I'm not going out to the Kasher Shaila. There's a guy that puts cake for Shabbos outside. Not for free. But the Olam help themselves, and after Shabbos they pay him. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Some guys go to restaurants. Yontov Sheni. So in Chutzal it's not so negea, only in these kind of yeshivas that have food. If a guy sells taffies and someone comes to ask him, wants a taffy in the middle of Yontov Shabbos. So, it's in a box there, you know, he doesn't have money, he says, okay, you know, take care of it after Shabbos, I can take one. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. It's not like Bowery. Bowery is different. It's leichter. But if someone has a drink, you can give it back after Shabbos. where you want to buy. So in Chutzlars, it's not so negeya, because most of the stores that are kosher are open, are going, yeah? It's not so negeya. Even in the Bochum told me that it's negeya for cigarettes, it's negeya. Yeah? In America, it's people that smoke cigarettes. So they run out, they hold like the shit is you're allowed to smoke in the yontif. I'm not going in if you're allowed or not. A beloved song that the shit is only allowed to smoke in the yontif. And they ran out of cigarettes. So they wanted to go to the gas station. They know the guy. Anyway, every day they go there. And they tell the guy, Michael, tonight we'll take care of it. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. And also the thing is the answer. We're not scared to discuss the shayla. I didn't want it. It looked so treif. And I didn't want to touch it. But more and more I hear mamish people are doing it the whole time. So I want to be mevar the aloha. You're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. What is the way to do it? If it's better to pay before Shab Yontif, to pay after Yontif. So we'll try to massage it a little bit, the inyan. We don't have mefurish alochas on Yontif Sheni, because the main alochas were on Shabbos. The main alochas were on Shabbos. We'll see a couple of nafkeminis that could be some chumras. A person in Shabbos wants to go to a goy. Happens a lot of times. In the old days, today, everything is supermarkets. It's not so the maisadik. But you know, they lived in a neighborhood. It's like a grocery. You know the guy. You have a guest in Shabbos. You run out of Pepsi. You need two cases of Pepsi. You knock on his door. Or could take some Pepsi. He gives the key. You go to the store. After Shabbos, you pay. I remember when I was a kid. Alamol has they given. You ran out of paper goods. You go to the neighbor that sells paper goods in his house. We ran out of paper goods. After Shabbos, you pay. If you're nice, you tip a little bit, yeah? So we'll start with that alochas and we'll try to get to the nafkeminas and to see legabe the pizza pie or the restaurants. The aloha is a isur mekach v'memkar and Shabbos mid the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to sell and buy mid the Rabbanon and Shabbos. It's a isur sayan de moichel, sayan de lekeach. It's a big nafkemina, I'm not going into it now. The moshel, today, most of the shaylas that are negeah, and I'm saying, I don't want to go into it, and I'm not passing nothing on it, I'm just mentioning it, that all of these lomdish chakiras, the isuas at the moichel, the isuas at the lekeach, and so much yeshiva shetera was written on it. And I remember, in the years I was younger, people say, no, people that learn halacha, they're not sure enough, the lomdus, not again halacha lemaise. Yeah, they didn't like the lomdus. The maise today, that lomdus became the main part of the halacha. Everything today in the world is online. So most of the places online are not closed on Shabbos. So lama zogin, you're not choishes that Jewish people buy. The Moshe, art school cannot be open on Shabbos. Why? Because if the orders are going, you're not allowed to sell Sfarim to go. So they assume, you're not allowed to sell going to it. So they assume that the people that are buying it, they're allowed to assume, yeah? Because Roiv, Lama Hoffman, Roiv people that buy art school, but Yidin, you're not allowed to sell on Shabbos. So art school website has to be closed on Shabbos. Because Yidin should not shame with Teyah, you machshel them. But a person that has a website, he sells motorcycles. So he doesn't have to be choishish that a Yid will buy a motorcycle on Shabbos. It's not his problem. But he's selling motorcycles. So his website sells motorcycles on Shabbos. It's a big shayla. So Lama Zogin, he's not doing a melacha. The goy is buying. Aber lemaisa, he's selling. He's doing a mekach. The guy clicks that he wants it. Als Lord says, it's called a mekach. So it's a big shayla. We're not going into it. The teirim. No, all the rabbanim trying to find different teirim. Because again, if your website is closed on Shabbos, so people that start to go on the net, here every time, they don't know, Shabbos, then there's a Yontif, then there's a net. So this website that doesn't look so productive, so people stop to go there. People like to go to a place, every time you go online, right away, you buy, you have. Not that you have this company, or a Zion, or these companies that send it to you right away in 2 days. So you know, something you have 2 days yontif. So the guy will buy from you, and in 2 days, they guarantee if you pay $80 a year, you get shipped for free. Two days, it's near your door. So you put your item, you could be a part of it, you put your item inside. The maizer you're selling, the guy gets it, not for the mirinus. But this, I'm saying, it's a big shaila. Although the issur is mekach v'memka. So be'etzem, what you're doing is now, you're putting a piece of cake outside the yeshiva, the guy comes and he buys. So you're right, he didn't give you the money. But the mekach is done. The cake is eaten. He picks up the cake, he has the cake. You go to the pizza and you take a pie, you bought a pie. You're paying him later, you're not buying it later. Later there's no pizza left. You're buying now the pizza. So it's the issur mekach and Shabbos. So me'ikar adin, you're not allowed to. All these things, the issur derabbanan, gzeir derabbanan, you're not allowed to buy in Shabbos. What is the heter? Chazal said, tzorchei se'udo, if you need them in Shabbos, you're allowed to buy them in Shabbos, when it's no chashash tiltu, if it's not mamish bederech mekach and gantz. I looked today in the place, I remember when I was a kid that the rabboni would say that tzorchei se'udo includes paper goods. Couldn't find out before, but this is what I remember at that time today when I started to look into the Indian. But I remember that they said also paper cups, you know, plastic cups, all these things that you run out and you need, you know, you're making a share of brachas. And Peter, you see in the morning, is all plastic cups. You want to go to the grocery, you tell them, So the police can say you're allowed. Oh, but here is a condition. You're not allowed to tell him, sell me. You have to tell him, give me. You have to tell him, give me. I ran out of Pepsi, please give me 2 boxes. He understands, you understand. Today, anyway, when you go to the store, you say, please give me 2 pizzas, yeah? You don't say, please sell me 2 pizzas. Yeah? But then, club. I saw one Heintike wants to say that if this people, the way people talk, so maybe it became muscle. I don't know. No, it can't be the regular way that people. Folk people sell and buy. Sell and buy, these are the right words. Yeah? I have to give you, I'm selling it. Sell, you're not allowed to. Then you can't say, I will pay you after Shabbos. I will give you after Shabbos. I will take care of you after Shabbos. I will take care of it after Shabbos. So again, a person goes in, we'll go first in the old days, he's going to take, especially one that's began in the old days, 2 boxes of Pepsi, 2 packages of plastic cups, he goes into the store, I need 2 boxes, please give me 2 boxes, I'll take care of you Matzei Shabbos. Me'ikar adin, Mishnubu says, lekatchila not to speak about money. Could be it's not so bad that he have it. You say, how much it costs? Say, I'll take care of it after Shabbos.
Pay?
For sure. It's not for free.
Is it a mekach?
Yeah, it's a mekach. It's not a matana. It's a mekach. Because you're not saying it beloshen mekach.
It's only the tzarek, but it's not the
tzarek. Tzarek yomtev.
For extras?
What is extras? No, not shasat chak. Not shasat chak. Tzarek sudas yomtev. You want to eat cheese, sudas yomtev. You have guys that walk till Rechavia because they want to eat a piece of meat. Yeah, shugay. So it's called a tzeder. They don't learn the whole Shabbos because they want to eat kumbrif. Yeah. So it's also called tzerich. This doesn't make him not a tzerich. What we call not tzerich means if a guy lemoshul is ordering drinks for the whole week. He says, you know what? If the guy already opened the store, he goes in. Oh, by the way, he sees a couple of good nesti that he really was looking for a long time. He said he will also pay him after Shabbos. You know, the guy gave him the key to the machsan. He goes to the yeshiva machsan. He sees really a couple of gishmak azach. Yeah, he will take it already. That for sure is not it. The heter is only l'tzarech asurde. But shasat chag and tzarech is 2 different things. Tzarech asurde Shabbos. Now, with this halacha, l'maaseh, Oh, sounds very good. Nechliku apoiskim. Maybe this is only when you go in to a store of a yid. Why? The yid is not selling in Shabbos. He gives you the keys, he opens the store, he gives you the drinks. But to go into a goyish store in America and Shabbos to buy drinks. To the grocery. You live in Borough Park, it's groceries every two little streets. You go inside, the goyish guys, they're selling kosher food. You need, you need the complex for the morning, yeah? Cereal, chweisnish. So you go in, take package. The guy himself writes it down, yeah? He sees you taking. Sean, he goes, he writes it down, and he goes out. Some places can hold you not allowed to do it. Uvda dechoil. It looks like uvda dechoil. Some say you're allowed to. Maganavrom is mashad el smuta. The Mishnah Berurah brings down to the Shabbos, Prima Godim, that it's mashad el uvda dechoil. Shmuel Erbach, the Ocha Shabbos brings down, says, also Shmir Shabbos, that for sure in our days you have to be machmer. It's a pirtze in Shabbos Kodesh, you have to be machmer. Now, here came the clip. And again, it's without changing the items, I'm speaking about the two Pepsi bottles and the plastic cups. What happens a Jewish store that is open second days? It's also like Uvdin Dechoil. Other name? Everyone knows in Eretz Yisrael, people are keeping one day. It doesn't look like someone is buying in a store. It's not, when they chutz l'aretz, they have a different matzah. Lemaise mistome etzroi leachmir. Mistome etzroi leachmir as uvdin dechoil, not to go into the store. To take care of that, you can speak to the guy before it to deliver it to your room. It's not a problem. Even if he goes on a motorcycle. It's not. Uvdin dechoil is to go into the store. Or, you could send the Israeli to go into the store. Even if we say you're not allowed to tell the Israeli to do a melocha, but here Be'etzim it's not a melocha. The Israeli will not allow to buy for you. Want to be madgish, not to have a mistake. An Israeli is not allowed to buy from you. First Mishnah Berurah. Everything that you're not allowed to tell a goy, you're not allowed to tell Eretz Yisrael to do. And you're not allowed to buy, he's not allowed to buy. But he could take a pie. Then he could go into the store. If the guy doesn't want to give it, he'll speak English, kill his American, we'll take care of it tomorrow. As I said, I'm doing it for American, I can't buy. He will take care of it tonight. If I could get for him a pizza.
He wants to pay
some. No, 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 he can't.
Could he say straight up that he's
going to
pay for it?
What? No.
He can't say straight up,
so
take care of it.
Not to pay. Not to say he'll pay. Because what you're not allowed to do, he's not allowed to do. Again, what would be if in the end he paid for it? I'm assuming if it's okay or not. Because he's not doing it for you. You're paying. He's paying for you. It's not he's doing a melocha for you. If he's buying the pizza, and then he's giving you a pizza, and if you decide not to take it when it comes to the deer, it's okay, then it's not a problem. But if he's buying it for you, so he's doing the pe'ula for you. If he's buying himself, so he's the restaurant. So he's the store. So again, you meet him and you're getting from him. Yes, I think it's our aroma that he will buy and give you. It's our aroma. It's our aroma. It's our aroma.
And you're all splitting it with him? He's also buying, he's also taking part of it. Can he buy the thing and then you take a slice, a few slices?
He could buy it to himself and then give out. But again, if the guys in the end decide not to give him, he can't charge them.
If he does it for himself, because he doesn't want the lachatz of having to make sure that the guy gets paid.
I'm saying again, but he cannot mon. Has to be if there's something happens and the pizza disappears, the guy not paying him. He goes and falls on the floor. It's his loss. Not he bought for you the pizza. He bought it was a bad, and then it's a bad taste. Yeah, I put salt instead of sugar. Wait, so fuck up. I'm explaining, and if it's not like that, then it's us. So again, Or do you order it before and it comes before? Or do you send out the soil? That's it. Before we go in again, I'm saying buying a bottle of Pepsi, Naval. I'm not speaking about the pizza yet. We're speaking about the pizza, but maybe we'll see the pizza as another shayla in a second. Same thing is to go to a restaurant. So we'll divide it a couple steps. A person is staying in a hotel. So we're going every Shabbos. A person is staying in a hotel for Shabbos. Now the way it goes in the hotel, yeah, they have meals, are paid. Then you order drinks. The hotel normally gives water. If you want the extra drink, they charge you. Everything what you want, they give. But a pinkas roshum, they charge you. So lechor, it's mekach. No, it's not a mekach. Why it's not a mekach? Because be'etzem, you asking for a drink. You're not asking him, I will pay you later or not. You're asking, he understands, and he will charge you. And it's not derech mekach. The place that you are is not a place that is selling food. This is when you eat in a normal hotel's dining room. Aber lemoshel, if you go into a restaurant, so there's two kinds of restaurant. Lemoshel, you go to a kiddush in Shabbos. Someone hires a beis tuvia, beis chagia, all these places, yeah? And you have meals. So for sure they're charging you on everything. But again, it's not the pshat that they're selling in Shabbos. You order the whole, you order the meal. Then, if it's extras happen there, they give you. But when you go in the moshel to a restaurant in El Tisrael that is open tomorrow, and you go in second day Shavuos, there it's a store. This is a store. Here they sell food. This is Derech Mekach. When you order food, you're going to buy food. Someone asked me today, would it be in the hotels, the way it works, you have a dining room, then upstairs is like a restaurant. So you don't have to pay, you could charge your room. But there, in that place, is not order food. There you buy food. So it could be there, you're not allowed to sit. So the guy came out in every hotel, all the Americans that come to the hotels, from the Plaza Bizar Ramada, yeah? So, they have the main, you know, the meals, but then if you want milkshakes, you go to the restaurant. There could be the restaurant, it's like a store. Could be it's like Uvdin Dachon. Could be it's not. I don't know. Yeshli is stopping. Again, you can't yell on them. We said it's a machlekes. It's Roy Le'achmir. Meika Adin. Could be allowed to go into a store. So could be these things are less also. But Tzorich Rav al Deh. To ask again, a restaurant stam, avada, it's also to go in. Because it's like going into a store, it's Uvdin Dachon. To go into a restaurant. To a restaurant of a hotel, usually stop it. This bathroom is a poshta halacha. It's a poshta halacha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, if someone wants, so in the old days, where is this case? A person wants to order bread from a guy. He tells the guy, before Shabbos, I want 5 chalas, hamish chalas. And he's masking to pay him. Shteyt, you're not allowed to. Why? It's ki'ilu, you told the guy to cook for you in Shabbos. So here the chur will be the same problem. If you come before Shabbos and you order 5 pies in the pizza shop, you're the chur telling them to do it for Shabbos. Zog the sharatzion of them, this is not a problem. Why? You're allowed to cook in Yom Tov. But here you really have to know. Some things really they could cook regularly. Putting in the oven and closing the oven. But if it's things that have to be done with a melacha, then taka will be a problem to order it before. Again, to go into the store to pick it up will not be a problem. Forget about problem going into the store. Because he does the pie for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. He's allowed to. It's like a guy that did food for goyim. You're allowed to buy it. Ir shiruba nochrim, and the guy does. I died to the nochrim kovid. You're allowed to take the pie. But if the pizza pie is nothing, they roll it, they put it inside. It's not a problem. But if you're ordering something that has to, you're ordering the milkshake. So, for sure you can't go and please give me a milkshake. Because he has to take a blender and do it. But you can't even pay before. You say, okay, so I will pay before. I'll have a piece of paper. So, again, Zagdishmir Shabbos B'melech, when it's not a shayla that he will do a melacha, you're allowed to pay before, get a piece of paper that says that you paid, you deserve a pizza, and to come in and to collect your pizza. Again, without the problem of going into the store. Without the problem of going into the store, if it's not Mamish's store, you're allowed to pay and have a paper before, and then you're allowed to use it. Now, there's another Mishneh Berurah that brings down the Chayod. That the Chayodim says you're not allowed to buy. Shavu brings them down. Il sheru benochrim mutar liknes benochrim pas. Im aroivim nochrim sheloikrim pas vekemach. Vedavka imu letzoyrech. Deyesh oisri. Shavu brings down this Chayodim. You're not allowed to buy from a goy bread and Shabbos and Yom Tov. The shayla is, why not? The guy is allowed to cook. Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. It's not derech mekach. You're telling him it in the right way. Why is Yesho Yisrim? And the Mishneh Berurah brings him down. Only if you have to do it letzairach. Why? So he says, because maybe he did harkode. Maybe he allowed to do tchine, maybe. But his melach is that you're not allowed to do in Yom Tov. Maybe the guy did it. So in Shabbos, when there's no chash, why? Because people will not come to think that you're allowed to do it. But here, people will think that you're allowed to do it. So the Mishneh Berurah says, if it's a tzairich, you're allowed to. So here's Be'etzim the Shaila. Vile could be in a lot of the items that you pick up. I want to explain the difference. Items that Klal Yisrael picked up all of the years, like bread and drinks and cups, was no tzad that you're not allowed to. Items that could be that are melachas that you're not allowed to do in Shabbos and vow, like Moshe, you're allowed to cook, but you're not allowed to put on the oven. You write that the goy is doing it letzeirich akum, but while people could think that you'd be allowed to doing them in Yom Tov, as mashma the Mishneh Berurah that the Chayodim was only matir letzeirich. B'meile, some want to say that avad if you need, you're allowed to. But to say that any bocher will order a pizza, if this is called tzeirich, chkenish vis. It's not so poshut that it's called tzeirich. It's not so poshut that it's called tzeirich. Tzeirich is a guy who needs a piece of cake, he needs something, he's hungry. He decides, you know what, instead of having a meal second day, the oilam will order two pizzas, two pies to the deer. That is not so poshut that it's mutter. But even that some want to be machmer, I think we could be maker very easily. Why? Because Be'etzem, a lot of the poskim hold that you're allowed to go to the Yisrael and ask him to do for you all of the melachas in Yom Tov. You're allowed to. A goy, you're not allowed to. A Yisrael, you're allowed to. We are machmer. Roy lehachmer. But here, what do you want to say? Don't do it because people will see that you're telling it to the goy, so they will think that you told the goy. But you're allowed to tell the yid, please put on the oven, make me a pizza. So the only thing that is, so we don't do it, we're not telling him to do it. He's doing it on his own. And he's doing it letzarech Yisrael. The Melochis is doing letzarech Yisrael. So again, if we want to make a sequel. To go into a store is a uvdin dechol, and it's roi not to go in, get someone else. When you buy, you cannot discuss money. You cannot discuss money, or for sure you cannot discuss buying and paying. You say, I will take care of it later, the Shmir Shabbos says, or you pay before and you have it settled. Then there's no problem at all. Again, to buy in a store, it's roi not to, but it's not in the sewer, you don't go in, or they deliver it to you. It's now maybe like a restaurant in a hotel, there's not mamish a store. Me'ikar adin, you're allowed to. However, it's not that you're not speaking about, I will pay you later, this I will take care of you later, I'll give you later, and give me and not sell me. We said this is in all of the items, and be'etzem this aloha is nogea in Shabbos also. Person is a store, is a friend. It's like, to go into a store of a Yid in Shabbos, it's not a problem. To go into a Goyish store in Shabbos, we said it's a machlekes. We said a store of Yisrael, lechur is like a store of a Goy, but maybe it's easier. So again, to yell at the guy that go into the pizza, we can't. It's not right, it's not nice. But you can't yell at them, you have to know the halachas. It's wrong for us not to. This is the reason in the hotels, when people go to the restaurants there, you cannot even make a half of a chah. But in the Teir Hashuvim, anyway, don't go there, so it's not so enough committed to tell them to be machter. Again, items that have to be done by the goy, they're not ready products, that the goy could be done in Shabbos. We're going back to Gabi Shabbos. The Michaya Odom, the Mishabur brings them down. Lekatchile, not to. Only if you have to. Again, you're allowed to, but if you have to. I explained the difference of have to and not have to is, yeah, drinks, why not? I'll have spare drinks on the table. It's not have to. Have to means, well, you ran out of drinks, it's hot, you have guests. This is called have to. Shasotzev. On the Moshul. The guy says, why I need to have to drink? I remember when I was a kid, my parents made a Shabbat brachas. We had a small house. And it was a Shabbat brachas. So I asked my father, where will be all the drinks? We don't have fridges. He said, don't worry, I know the store. At the World Shabbos, by night, after the meal, you come to help me. We'll push it, we'll take it home. So that this is Nish Beseda. In a Yid it's Beseda. What I'm saying, in a Goy, again, not in a ready, in a not ready product, this is not called Shas HaTzorech. Take it before Shabbos. It's Shas HaTzorech, we don't have a place. But I'm saying, if it's your convenience to organize it, this is not called Shas HaTzorech. Allowed to, you're allowed. You want the pizza, you're allowed. Shas HaTzorech means I'm stuck. But to Shtalzach HaZeh? No. I said, even so, this is Megala Gabi Shabbos, that Shas HaTzorech you're allowed to. If it's not Shas HaTzorech, better not. This is a not ready products from the Goy. That he does it, that he has a kasha, even that he does it in the Shabbos somehow. Legabi Yon Tavsheni in Eretz Yisrael, it's okay. Why it's okay? Because Be'ikar Adin the Marika shows you're allowed to tell the Yid to do for you a melocha. And if you're not allowed to tell him, if he did for you, you're allowed to be married. So b'meile, what would be choishes? That people will think that you told him to do this product, or he did the product for you in Shabbos in a way that could be a tzeisu. The Teretz says you're allowed to, even if he did it in a way that you think that it's a tzeisu. B'meile, you're allowed to. Lemaise, all the poskim paskin also. Shmuzam lo yerbach eshul chashloime and Rebbe Liashiv. I want to say it very close because I saw people say nishta zay. You're not allowed to go in a taxi with a ben Eretz Yisrael. A lot of guys want to go to the Koiso, yeah? So the first day they don't go, they said they learn. They don't have time to know. Then the Shavuos, Kabbalah, Zatera, to run to the Koiso. They're sitting and learning, yeah? Chazal said in Beis HaMikdosh, the Koyanim, they didn't go to Daven in the Minyan. They stayed to Daven, and the Mokim, the Lishkas HaGozis, where they learn. So they didn't want to Daven in the Mizbeach, because the Tera is the biggest chus. Then the guys leave the place, they're learning here to daven the Goysel. Well, yeah, that does. So the second day he wants to go to the Goysel. He wants to go to Shimon HaTzadik, or different places. But he can't. So Ben Eretz Yisrael says, come, I'll open the door, sit inside. What is the problem? He drives. I mean, you're causing what? That the other guy has to make more gas? He's allowed to. Shabbos, you're not allowed to cause the other guy to drive more. Here, the Yisrael is allowed to do what he wants, right? So you're sitting inside, you're very heavy, and he puts the gas very small. It's no problem. So, al pi halacha, it could be but it's a zilzul. It's a zilzul. So, from Zaman Erbach said that if a person goes to, I said once, if you go to Hat Mikveh and Shabbos, it's also. But if you do it, it's not illegal. He said, if you go on a train in London, stomach's mutter. It's going, it's going. But if you do it, you're shaking. Same thing as Willa Gabi, the Rakevet Akala. So this is for sure. I mean, if someone pays for you in the car, this is Derech Mekach for Memka. It's for sure also. I'm saying that not Mishkum Tzum Shum Zalman. You're buying a ride. It doesn't make a difference. It's also a kind of Mekach for Memka. You're buying a schus in the train. Amol, they had this, you know, that you pay once forever, for the month. Listen, I don't know if they have it in the train yet. But then was the shayla, if you're allowed to go on a bus, you just show your card, yeah? Your membership. The bus is going. You go up and down. If it's mukse, it's a goofy, but okay, man, shayla, mois, I'm not going in. Shem Zaman Rabba says, also. I'm saying, Azeya B'liashiv. Why I'm saying it's so sharp? Because my Rebbe, the Shmir Shabbos, didn't write it sharp enough. His lashon is Toiv shemin chutz laoretz lo yitztoref el ben Eretz Yisrael benesia b'mechonit. Toiv. But he also told me that's treif. Not only that, he told me that even in Erev Shabbos, if a lady was from Zaman Ayobach holds, what was that? The Shechonor holds that if a lady is Mekabel Shabbos, she's not allowed to do a melacha. If she's lights candles, she's Mekabel Shabbos, and she's not allowed to do a melacha. Chutz from Dvar Mitzvah. So the Moshe from Zaman said, one of the Moshe is not called Dvar Mitzvah. She's Mekabel Shabbos, she wants to go to the Kaisel. This is awesome, because this is not called Dvar Mitzvah. She can't make it tonight, she writes Lichmenshin, she's not Mekabel Shabbos, she goes to the Kaisel with a taxi and walks back. This is also Shem Zaman, this is Moshe. This is not called Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah is called that she didn't have Mincha yet. She has prepared herself for a Mikvah. But this is not called Dvar Mitzvah. So as the Shemir Shabbos Kirchos, I have an answer. The husband will not be Mekabel Shabbos. She will Mekabel Shabbos. He will open the taxi. She will go in. And we said, you're allowed to tell Amir Ali Yisrael before. He told me, that's the Shegetz. That's Nishkan Shabbos. So even that people think that Shemir Shabbos Kirchos says, Toiv sheben Eretz Yisrael will not go into the car. So he just meant that it's Toiv sheben Eretz Yisrael will not go into the car. Aber lemaise, he means not to do it. B'shum pani v'ayifa. B'shum pani v'ayifa, not to do it.
Why is this more a zilzul than buying food?
Going in a car is a zilzul. It's a melacha that it's Nishkan Shabbos thing. Yeah, well, this is the reason I said that. It's also a zilzul to go into the store. I said not to do it. I said again, it's hard. Again, Rav Shlomo Zalman said Shegetz on the train in London in Yontif, in Shabbos, yeah? He didn't say Shegetz. I'm saying Shegetz on the guy that goes on the car. And I was at the Mafkia once, I was maybe 19 years ago. I went on a bus, Yontif Sheini, and I see a bacher. Doing the yeshiva, got an ad in the mirror. And I told him, it's Yontif. I thought that he's Seimach, yeah? I said, no, it's a Shegetz. I'm old Russian. He says, no, you don't chab. I'm learning in a different yeshiva. Our rabbi said you have to keep, because the whole machlek is, you only keep a half. You keep one and a half. So, now I know the rabbi meant to say, because the Suffolk, if he's going back or not, his parents were modern, you want to stay in Eretz Yisrael, Sofek Frum, Sofek Haredi. Yeah, you know, I got some mishmush. So he was something, he's going back or not, so the Rebbe told him to keep a half. So the Rebbe means to keep a half, not to do melocha, but not to daven tefillas yontif, to daven tefillas chol, to put on tefillin, not to do melocha. He understood the half till 12 o'clock. He told me it's 12:05. He kept a half. So, to be mafkir from the stores, When people tell you to keep a half, it means not a half of the day, it means a half of the teichet. Stop here.